For what? This is a loam. This is a place like a piece of paper and blah blah. This is loha hafiz, means memories will go with this. We say you have one loha hafiz and one loha mahfuz, and something untouchable in you. You have two different senses, two different places to think. One is with your brain, the other one is with the heart. When we talk about the other one, which is in the heart, we say the name is Lohe Mahfuz, means guarded or saved somehow. Guarded Lohe, guarded piece of paper, okay? Guarded from what? That is guarded from mistake. The heart doesn't do the mistake. Mistake is for this. Do you get it? I doubt it. First of all, this, whatever is in here is relative. Whatever is there is absolute. Whatever is in here, how is there? Be honest. Counting numbers. Here is counting the numbers, like exactly like a computer. This is quantities. Qualities is there. There is no quality in the brain. Why? Because brain will store whatever in two ways only. Just like your computer. The light is on or off, right? In your brain, the thing is bad or good, which is silly, but is temporary for work for the brain. For heart, it's not like that. Because we know the badness and goodness are mixed. So we think about something else here. Yes?
The Sufis, in explaining, call it the inspiration of the heart, in order to disguise from the vulgar. Take it to be the inspiration of the heart, for it is a place where he is seen. How should there be error when the heart is aware of him? O true believer, you have become seeing by the light of God. You have become secure from error and inadvertence.
Okay. But read it again. See it carefully, what he said. He's talking about that space, special space I have, which is my heart. You see, this one is not astronomy, it's not gambling, it's not dreaming about it. This is something that some people will call it wahy, means the message from God. You see, okay, this is what it is. There is a message from God which goes to the pure heart. Okay, we cannot say it to the public. For this public, we say it, this is the wahy of Del. We say something happened in his heart. With that, I don't mean something accidentally happened in his heart. This is that gravity. That's attraction. Do you remember the attraction towards beauty which is in the nature of the human being? You say, this is that. But we have to name it Vahyadel. So what? You think that it is Vahyadel. But there is something in it. There is no mistake over there. This is the problem. There is no mistake. Mistake is in the brain, not in the heart. Like when we say mu'min, we say mu'min yanzur bi nurillah. Mu'min is seeing with the light of the God. Means the light, the really understanding comes from him, then they are the believers and they understand it. So it was simple, wasn't it? Yes.
There is the reduction of the allowance of God's food for the soul and heart of the Sufi. When a Sufi is distressed by poverty, the very essence of poverty becomes his nurse and his food, because paradise hath grown from things disliked, and mercy is the portion of one who is helpless and broken.
What's happened? What was that? Right at the beginning, I was talking about your rain and everything is good or bad. Okay, there is this Sufi who doesn't have a lot, who is poor. Is it good or bad? Of course it's bad. He doesn't have something to eat. But it's good because this will change him. So it's both good and bad. Let's talk about it. Yes.
He that haughtily breaks the heads, the mercy of God and his creatures cometh not towards him. This topic hath no end, and that youth has been deprived of strength.
What is this topic that has no end? Just in two verses. The main topic in two verses at the beginning of a paragraph, and we say, okay, let go. What was that? A very simple stuff that, look at this fellow who is poor, but it's very good. You know why? Oh no. Because when I say he is poor, you don't understand what it means. What does it mean he is poor? And for you means he doesn't have money. No, this is not what we are talking about. We're talking about he deserves the pity. What do you think about that? Who does have the best condition to deserve for pity? The poor guy. Here we're talking about God and his connection with the people. He will have pity to them. Not you who are doing this and trying to convince everybody that it's me. I know it. I have it. I can do it. This is what this is all about. Being arrogant, you don't deserve the pity of God, period. Yes.
This topic hath no end, and that youth has been deprived of strength by the reduction of his bread allowance. Happy is the Sufi whose daily bread is reduced. His bead becomes a pearl, and he becomes the ocean.
This is the goodness that it is in that poverty I was talking about. Happy the Sufi who has lesser to eat. Who has lesser? Why? Because all the fake stuff will be transformed to the original in him. The fakeness. Where is the fakeness? I see a fakeness in you. A general one. A major one. Which is the basic of all your problems. How many times have we talked about it? You divided the existence to me and the rest. There is no such a division. This is what it is. Here you say, look at this. I'm talking about what? A fellow who has lesser to eat, but suddenly, like a magic, he will transform because he doesn't go towards Pharaoh. Do you remember our story is Pharaoh and Moses, we come back to it. Remember, that's what it is. Yes.
Whosoever has become acquainted with that choice allowance, he has become worthy of approach and of the source of allowance.
That's what it is. The quality is there. Yes.
When there is a reduction of that spiritual allowance, his spirit trembles on account of its reduction. Then he knows that a fault has been committed, which has ruffled the jasmine bed of approbation. Just as that person, on account of the deficiency of his crop, wrote a letter to the owner of the harvest
The example is this, that when something doesn't work good, you try to understand it. Here, I'm talking about a good Sufi. A Sufi who understands that suddenly I'm not very happy. What should I do? Oh, you're in the middle of the story of the guy who was not happy and he was writing letters that I deserve better, blah, 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 all of that. Remember? Here the good example is, the guy is not happy, he was just, I have done something wrong. It's my fault. I should change it. It's not that he's not good anymore, he doesn't have pity anymore. Do not blame him. You should understand, always find the guilt in here. A good Sufi will understand that when that good stuff is not here, I have done something wrong. Yes?
They brought his letter to the Lord of Justice. He read the letter and returned no answer. He said, "He hath no care but for viands. Silence, then, is the best answer to the fool."
Ah. This silence is a good answer to the fool is a very famous saying, and it has so many different uses. Here is one of the best. He will say, you know what? When you're stupid, I don't need to answer you. How did this happen? Let's go back. We are talking about the stupid fellow who is writing down something to the king that I need more, right? The first reaction of the king is this. He would say, okay, this is the letter of this fellow. He would say, that fellow? Ah, he's looking for food? How stupid he is. We explained it. When your food is lesser, you could be better because you will understand your need and the pity and all that. Here, the guy didn't. So the king will say, he's stupid. Don't answer him. Yes.
He hath no care at all for separation or union.
The only thing that I should worry about is my distance to, I explain it very simple, to a better me. I should worry about that, to get closer to that. Here the king will say, this fellow doesn't care about the main stuff. He goes for details a little bit. He wants a little bit food and blah. Yes?
He is confined to the branch. He does not seek the root at all. He is a fool and dead in egoism. For because of his anxious care for the branch, he hath no leisure for the root.
Okay. He is a fool and dead in what? In egoism. For because blah blah blah. The Persian is not like that. Persian is as simple as this. He's stupid and he's dying for me and I. Me and I. This is ma va ma. We and I means I don't say we as the meaning of we. I'm saying us and I, for me and my surrounding, this connected to me, this is what it is. And this saying actually points to an attitude. Somebody who is always showing off his ego, this is somebody who is talking about Mahoma. So he will say, this fellow is stupid, and he's dying for that show-off, self-show-off, because he's worried about the little details and he doesn't care about the main stuff. Is that silly? Yes.
Deem the skies of the earth to be an apple that appeared from the tree of divine power. You are as a worm in the midst of the apple and are ignorant of the tree and the gardener.
Is it correct? Could we say that? Yeah, you are like a worm in an apple. The worm in an apple is living and he knows what's going on.